Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Loud and Lifted. I'm your host, Betsy Hamm. And in this Quick Lift episode, we're revisiting the powerful conversation with Jill Avey, leadership and career coach and founder of Sister Smart, who helps women step into bigger roles with confidence and clarity. This episode unpacks what's really standing in our way. And spoiler, it's not just a lack of skill or experience. It's our mindset. We talk about limiting beliefs, saboteurs, and the pressure to please, and what executive presence really means. In under 10 minutes, you'll walk away with powerful reframes, tactical tools, and a reminder that confidence is a practice, not a personality trait. Let's dig in. The first key takeaway: your saboteurs are loud, but you can talk louder. Jill talked about limiting beliefs and how they're your saboteurs. And just to clarify, a limiting belief is the internal story that you believe because you've been telling it to yourself for so long. So we all do that. Maybe I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not outgoing enough. Any of those things can be limiting beliefs you have about yourself. So what do? You have to change that. And it starts with, one, identifying what are those limiting beliefs that you have been telling yourself that aren't true. Then you have to challenge those limiting beliefs that you have, and you need to reframe them. You need to start telling a different story. It's just a shift. Jill said about saying, that's not like me, when you think of some of those limiting beliefs. You're retraining your brain to become the version of who you want to be. I gave the example when she was talking about it. Even sometimes it can be something very tactical. In the beginning of my career, I remember thinking I wasn't good with numbers, or I wasn't good with accounting or finances and that kind of thing. And I started to believe that just because at that time, marketing people weren't typically good with numbers. And I realized that wasn't really true. Sure, it's not my strength, not probably the best thing. I'm never going to be hired to be a VP of finance, but I started to believe that. So I had to really start to flip the script. I did some work, so I became better at that as well. But I started saying, no, I like numbers. I'm not bad at math. I'm not bad with numbers. And eventually I started to believe the story essentially that I was telling myself. And I stopped saying that to other people, because that's part of it too, is when we're constantly putting ourselves down, oh, I'm not organized, was Jill's example, then people start to repeat that back to you. So now you're having that reinforced as well as having it in your own head, which we just have to kill it all. We just have to stop, and we need to reframe it, and we need to start telling ourselves a different story. So action item for this one, pick one of those limiting beliefs, one of those thoughts that you have in your head, and rewrite it. Start with a, that's not like me, and follow it up with the behavior or mindset you want to embody. Second takeaway, executive presence isn't a buzzword, it's your next level. Executive presence is what signals to others that you're leadership ready. It's made up of communication, gravitas, and appearance, but it's also your authenticity and how you treat people. Am I previous career, I heard that word a lot. When you got to a certain level, a director level, and you wanted to be at that VP level or management level, they would talk about executive presence. And I remember not completely understanding what that means, because let's be honest, it's sort of subjective and it's different to everyone. And I think depending what company you're at, the expectation is different. So all you can do is think about, how are you showing up? And I think I've mentioned PIE on multiple episodes, and I'm really excited that we'll have Linda here to talk about PIE soon. But part of the PIE, performance, image, exposure, is that image. So it's how people talk about you when you're not in the room. How do they describe you? How do you portray yourself? How are you perceived in meetings and on Teams calls? Are you present and engaged and poised and confident? Or are you sitting in the back of the room? Are you not speaking up? Are you sort of slouched over and just coming across like you aren't the expert in whatever area that you probably are? So executive presence is really important. Whether you want to be a VP, CEO, or just you want to continue to grow in your career, you really need to think about how you're being portrayed and how you're showing up and what you need to do in order to be to that next level. And I'm sure if we all stop and think about people on leadership teams that we've worked for in the past, you can think, okay, yeah, that person was really good with their executive presence. They walked into the room and everybody knew that they were in charge and they were going to be the ones making the decision. So it's a confidence thing, right? Again, it kind of goes back to that confidence part. It's how you carry yourself, the confidence, the poise, the relationships. So this week, the action item is ask yourself, do I carry myself like a leader that I want to be? And then pick one area, whether it's your voice or your posture or boundaries or kindness, and level it up. And actually, I think the great part of this is too, is somebody that you trust, have that conversation, ask them for feedback. How do I show up? What do you think about my presence when I'm in the room? Whether it's your boss or a peer, it's great to get that outside perspective. The next key takeaway is busyness is not a badge of honor. We are, as women, are socialized to be helpful, pleasing, and nice. But too often, that turns into chronic busyness and burnout. Now, let's recap if you've been listening to prior episodes, how many times we talk about being busy and overwhelmed and work-life balance. I mean, it's come up so much, and that's because it's an issue. It's an issue for us as women, especially where we try to take on so much. So the juggling and the prioritizing is so important. So how do you get better? There's a reason we just kind of have to take a step back, as we've talked in other episodes about looking at our calendar, being intentional, setting boundaries, scheduling time for what really matters, and just chill. Action item for this week. I know this has been an action item in the past, but say no to one thing this week that is not aligned with your goals. Reclaim your time with intention. And if you need more details on that, go back and also listen to Julia's episode from a few weeks ago. And the last key takeaway, confidence is built through gratitude and wins. Now, again, confidence has come up a lot in prior episodes. And we've talked about you have to grow your confidence the same way that you grow your muscles. And it's through practice and reps. Now, I really liked what Jill talked about with the mindset work and being intentional and the positive affirmation. She recommends that a very simple but powerful habit that you can do daily is write down three things you're grateful for and what's going well every day. It's so easy, right? There's always three things to be grateful for. Maybe it's something really big. Maybe it's something really small. Maybe it's something as much as a client that you were trying to get a hold of finally called you back or gave you a compliment or you got put on a great project. It can be little things and it can be bigger things. But think about what you're grateful for every day and write it down. It's a great habit to get into. We also talked about keeping a victory folder or a win journal. And I love this. And as I mentioned on the podcast, it's something that I did and I don't know why I stopped. But having a victory file or folder or a wins journal, whatever you want to call it, it's just taking anything that was a win or a victory and putting it in one place. Whether it's an email where somebody says something really nice about you, gives you a compliment, maybe it's results of a campaign that you were part of. But put all of that in one spot. Call it your win journal, call it your victory notebook, but just continue to compile that. It's such an awesome thing in order to go back and look at that and say, oh, okay, wow. It helps to build your confidence, helps you to give you that credibility. And hey, let's be honest, honestly, if you were thinking about interviewing for a job in the future, you have this little win folder that you can go back to and be able to pull ideas of things that happened that went really well. That to me is the bonus. The more important part is building your confidence by keeping track of those wins and what you did well. You're not too busy, too emotional, too underqualified, or too late. You're capable, and the only thing standing in your way right now just might be the story that you're telling yourself. Huge thanks to Jill for helping us reframe those beliefs and show up as the leaders we were meant to be. If this quick lift episode resonated with you, please send it to a friend who needs to hear it. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Loud and Lifted Podcast and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss the next conversation. Until next time, keep leading, keep rewriting, and keep getting loud and lifted.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.